Right now, it is time to bring in Thorin Christendotter. It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine throughout our tri-state region at their free pickup locations and also on the web, mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And how was your New Year's Eve?
It was very relaxing, but, you know, hey, that's how it seems to have been this holiday season.
That's exactly right. Relaxing is a good word for it.
Yeah.
No pressure to have to. It was interesting to watch. I did watch Times Square, and the thing that got me about watching at New Year's is that all the businesses in Times Square, it was just a big promotional. Everybody, all the businesses had balloons and stuff out in the street promoting their businesses instead of people being out in the street. So it was kind of fun to look at that and see how businesses tried to take advantage of the exposure.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah. Hey, any way you can try to do it, you need it. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on here. Now, I had to chuckle when I looked at your MainStreetMag.com website. And I saw the story, how much is your house worth today? And the reason I chuckle is I drive on Route 112 from Hotchkiss School towards Millerton quite a bit. And in between Hotchkiss School and in between 41 and 112, when you travel 112 there, in between Hotchkiss School and Route 44 heading to Millerton, there's about 45 houses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And about 7 months ago, there were about 20 for sale signs. And now they're down to there's three or four for sale signs, and all those other houses have been sold.
Yes.
And so when I saw your headline here, how much is your house worth today? The three words came into that crossed my mind were location, 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 because wow, if you're in the right location and you want to get rid of your house, this is the time to do it.
Well, usually the location is one of the key factors, and it certainly never hurts. And but Christine decided to, you know, just kick the year off. Isabella, I'm on the phone. You have to wait. Sorry. it's morning. We're coloring here. We're having a crisis. But, so she decided to kick off the year with just, you know, instead of having to call a realtor, and she, the fact that she's a realtor as well, she's encountered that whenever she's, you know, in the past, not so much recently, but, you know, with friends or at a party or something, that, you know, people will ask, oh, well, how much is my house worth? And especially in this past year when so many houses have been sold or people have considered selling, she gives a little tutorial about how you can assess yourself, you know, before calling a realtor to try to figure out how much your house is worth, to kind of put it together for you and put it in perspective if you're wanting to sell, what things you should examine, what things are going to be potentially problematic, what other things are going to be, you know, great positives for selling your house. So she gives you a great tutorial about how, you know, you kind of can assess yourself.
You know, it's interesting because I, in my absence of watching news when I'm home, I do watch a lot of shows on houses, on flips, you know, when you put money into a house. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that as an individual I think you can do. I mean, I think by watching TV you kind of get the wrong idea how you can value your house, simply because you're looking at professionals that are making lots of money, and not only do they know the comps in their area, the comparable houses, but they know what the insides look like, they know when they know everything about when they go in to sell a house. They know everything about the other houses inside and out that are for sale in the community. And I think that it seems too good to be true, but there are people that this approach won't work with, because if you don't do your homework and you don't know the homework you have to do, you're still going to be on the short end of the deal.
Right. Hey, you always have to make an informed decision, so you have to do your homework, no matter what it is, and especially when it comes to real estate. You know, you can't just say, oh, I think, you know, my house is worth $750,000, where, well, no, it's only worth $250,000. So there's a big, you know, leap there between, and you have to examine why and look at the comps. Yes, and there are certainly sources in our area that are, you know, you can look up and to see what the houses are assessed for, what they've sold, and there are lots of there's lots of public information to find that out. So it's just a matter of how informed you want to be, and to also be critical of both the positive and negatives about your home. Well, and that, you know, that means things that do need fixing or things that are out of style, or, you know, the fact that is a pool a good thing or a bad thing, and, you know, all these types of things.
Well, and this, what I like about this article is it informs you to find out what's on the market.
Yes.
Also, the approaches that do and don't work. And I think one of the things that I got out of this, that if you're really, really so interested in finding out the value of your house and what you need to increase the value of your house, go for a tour of some of the houses for sale in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And see what those houses look like and get the information from realtors. This is really a very, very interesting article. It's almost like when people got into speculating on the web, you know what I mean? It seemed like you could make a lot of money quickly. Well, yes, there's a certain amount of people that can, but you've got to do everything to protect yourself. So I think this story is a great story, and it's a timely story at the start of the year.
Oh, for certain.
Yeah, I love the story. Come on, get happy, the science of well-being. This is just a pretty interesting story.
So it just so happens that I actually learned about Lori Santos in September. She's a long story short, for people who don't know who she is, she's a professor at Yale, and she has led the most popular class ever in Yale's history about happiness. And so she has a podcast called The Happiness Lab, and it is incredible. I recommend it to anyone. Whether you're a happy person or not, it just changes your perspective on things. She looks at the Stoics. She looks at, the philosophers, past and present. She talks, interviews a lot of folks in the now. And it just kind of sometimes, you know, some of the ideas that they were discussing kind of shifted my thinking on something. So this article, Regina kind of looks at that and discusses her class and just talks about happiness and how that's become such a hot topic, especially in this past year.
Well, yeah, it's funny because I'll still sometimes, since this pandemic has started, I decided to start my pandemic diet, which has worked really well. But basically, I get up, I go to work, I come home. Yeah, I stop occasionally, I get gas, I have somebody who grocery shops for me and stuff like that. And occasionally, I'll be sitting around my house with my dog, Georgia, and with my cats. And I'll look around and I'll say, you know, even though we're in the pandemic, not doing that much, you know what? I have a pretty good, I have a business partner, and I have a business that I love to go to every day. I've got a nice house I can come back to and hang out with my animals and know that they appreciate. So the term happiness is not a term I think that a lot of people try to think about. But I think in this article, if they read the article, there's lots of different ways you can get to happiness, and you can listen and find other people that have ways. It's an important article, especially. We're starting the second year of the pandemic, and boy, it is a mind bender. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, and just so folks know that there's a free course if people are interested in taking it through Coursera, and we have the link there at the end of the article for those interested. But I highly recommend the podcast. I mean, I'll share that I was going through a little challenging time, stressful, more, you know, that I was dealing with at the time, that I just happened to find this podcast. And I'm a pretty steady person, and I don't let a lot of things affect me. And so, yeah, you know, I have slight ups and downs, you know, with, you know, the stress and whatnot, and especially with COVID, it was starting to affect a little bit, but, you know, who wasn't? So I think it was fortuitous that I found the podcast when I did, and I listened to the whole thing, and it really helped me kind of work through that, just listening to these points of view and about how to approach things and how to think about things. And I'm a very positive person. I am always half glass full, and I've even been accused of that. And I take it as a compliment, even though at one time the person meant it as a negative. But it's everyone defines happiness in very different ways. And I'm a firm believer that you need to find your happiness. You need to be, because otherwise you have other kind of things that you're dealing with if you're not happy. And so I feel like Dr. Santos has really highlighted that in her course. You know, its popularity has highlighted our interest in happiness and what that means, and everyone, and she just even discusses it about how the younger generations, especially now, are think that, you know, oh, if I get this job, I'll be happy. If I can buy that car, I'll be happy. But she completely throws that theory off its head, because that has nothing to do with happiness. It's more about meditation and taking a walk and being with nature and these simple things. The simple things are what truly bring us true happiness. It's not the getting a like on, you know, social media, or being followed, or getting a claim that way, or getting something tangible. Those things, yes, they may bring us happiness in a short period, but long-term and true happiness is very different. So I highly recommend it. Please read the article, you know, to kind of look at in, within at your own happiness and to try to find where you feel about your happiness. But to then, you know, forward going, you know, I highly recommend the podcast or checking out her free course.
You know, in the 70s, there was a song by a guy by the name of William Devon. Be thankful for what you got. And it was not a sloppy song or a mushy song. It was a song by a black artist, and it was a hip song. And it goes a lot. If you folks Google it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It talks about the things that make you happy and should make you happy. I think that's what this article is really good at. And when I speak to you next week, I'm going to go to the next part of that, because your next article, which we'll talk about next week, is help being only a click away. And that is for really therapy. I think people sometimes get scared of therapy. We'll talk about this next week. But I know there were two times in my life when I used therapy, and it was enormously helpful. Yes. So we'll talk about that story next week. And that story is by, of course, Ian Striver from Housatonic Valley Regional High School. All right, Thorne, we'll speak to you next week. Got a nice calm week of weather, so enjoy it out there.
Yes, and please find your happiness.
All right, take care.
You too.
Thorne Christendotter, of course, mainstreetmag.com on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and you'll find them at various locations for free throughout our tri-state region.